Welcome back to the Jason Rant Show. King County barred ICE contractors from using Boeing Field to transport illegal immigrants, forcing them instead to go over to Yakima, which is obviously more costly and potentially more dangerous. Yesterday, the Trump administration announced that, yeah, we're going to sue you. They're suing the county. They're suing Executive Dow Constantine, who complained that this is all bullying. Joining me on the line to discuss live is State Senator Doug Erickson, Republican from Ferndale. Senator, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thank you, Jason. Great to be here with you.
My assumption is you probably hold the same position I do, which is I don't want to see us sued, but it was necessary.
Well, yeah, I think that what you're seeing with Attorney General Barr is he's ramping up the effort right now on these rogue counties, cities, and states who are refusing to work with the federal government to enforce immigration law. And so I think it's a little overdue. I'm glad the Trump administration is getting there. But I think this is really just the first step in a much larger campaign.
Well, and Attorney General Barr yesterday pretty much said that, right? I mean, he was taking the position that they're going to be looking at laws beyond simply this all across the country. And obviously here in Washington State as a sanctuary state, it seems like that's what's next. That'll be challenged next.
Yeah, definitely. You know, last year, the Democrats in Olympia passed a bill I call it an illegal harbor state. It's not really sanctuary. It's giving a place for people in the country illegally to come to and to be protected. And it's just not a good thing. But on this one in particular, Jason, we're not talking about people who come here illegally that are productive citizens. We're talking about criminal illegals that Dow Constantine refused to allow ICE to be able to ship back to their countries of origin out of King County Airport.
And I think that is one of those facts that needs to be repeated over and over and over again, because the left wants us to believe that ICE is just knocking on doors and asking to see papers, and if you're in this country illegally, they're going to deport. We're literally talking about criminal illegal immigrants. So we're not talking about dreamers. We're not talking about, to your point, individuals who happen to be in this country illegally but are actually productive members of society. We're talking about literal criminals who are rapists and murderers and people who commit assaults.
Yeah, they've gone through the court system already, so they've had their day in court. They've had their chance for representation. They've been tried, found guilty. And now Dow Constantine thinks that he is the emperor, apparently, who can deny the federal government access to the airport, which, as they pointed out in the news stories, is costing an extra $500,000 a year, putting our officers at risk as they transport people in the wintertime over the mountains to get to Yakima to achieve the same result as if they would have flown out of King County. So, that's the kind of stuff that has to stop, but this is what we come to expect from King County Executive Constantine, going back to 2016 when he refused to allow then-candidate Trump to hold a rally at the King County Airport there, Boeing Field.
Just joining me, we're talking with State Senator Doug Erickson, Republican from Ferndale. We're talking about the lawsuit the Trump administration is putting forward against King County and King County Executive Dow Constantine after they decided to bar ICE contractors from using Boeing Field to transport illegal immigrants for deportation. What's the reason you get from Democrats in Olympia for backing all of these policies?
Well, it's an interesting one when you go and take a look at why they would be in favor of this, because overwhelmingly with the public, they favor deportation of criminal illegals. Once you've committed the crime, the public's in favor of it. If you go to immigrant communities here in Washington State and throughout the country, they favor removing criminal illegals. It makes their communities less safe. They want to see these people gone also. So why are Democrats towing this hard line on it? It's mind-boggling, but you do see with legislation being introduced in Washington, D.C., some of their true intentions, which is a open border country with no rules or regulations about who can come in and who goes out. I mean, that is literally the legislation being introduced in Washington, D.C. by Democrats today. So that's their policy. They are against having borders.
But to what end? What do you think is the motivation here? Because I'm hearing from Democrats who vote in favor of the sanctuary state law or county laws or city laws supporting them. These aren't all just hyper-partisan progressive ideologues. A lot of these people are generally moderate to just liberal folks, but they're embracing what feels like a fringe policy. It should not be controversial to say we should deport people who rape. That should not be controversial.
Yeah. So you go back to Dow Constantine's comment about him feeling bullied by the Trump administration, which is so rife with irony. But I think that a lot of people, they are terrified because the left has conflated wanting secure borders with racism. And anytime a person says they want to build a wall, they want to secure our borders, the left's immediate response is to call you a racist. And in modern day society, people are scared to death of being called a racist. So if you're an elected official at the city or county level, you don't want to have to go and endure explaining that you're not a racist to people. So that's the ultimate in bullying and trying to shout down the opposition and to identify, isolate, and shame them, which is what they try to do on this particular issue.
And Dale Constantine, earlier today, he sent out an email that said, I was named as the defendant in a lawsuit by the Trump administration because I have stood for the rule of law, for basic human rights, and for the values of the people of King County. I ordered King County would not be complicit in the deportation of tens of thousands of refugees and immigrants through Boeing Field. So he's just flatly being dishonest about his position here.
Well, I think so. And you've seen that with regards to how they talk about our ICE officers and our Customs and Border Patrol officers who are, you know, going to work every day to defend our borders, and they're demeaned and vilified, you know, by the left as being somehow evil people for going to work and doing their job defending our country. It is really a strange issue on the left, what they're doing, but it's hard to explain why they're going down such an extreme pathway on this particular issue. But you're definitely seeing it here in Seattle, King County. But even in King County, I do not think that allowing people who commit violent crimes back onto the street instead of turning them over to ICE, I do not think that's a popular idea. And hopefully we'll get a chance to test that theory in November.
Republican State Senator Doug Erickson is joining us live on the line. Again, the Trump administration, the Department of Justice announced yesterday that they're suing King County and Dale Constantine, the King County executive, over their decision to essentially bar ICE contractors from using Boeing Field to transport illegal immigrants. At the same time, there is legislation right now that is moving forward in Olympia, again, pushed forward by Democrats, that make it illegal for ICE to go to courthouses to make arrests of individuals in this country illegally. But even further than that, it says you can't make the arrest within a mile radius of the courthouse. That cannot be legal, right? How is that happening?
It's crazy town down here right now, you know, in terms of the bills that are coming out. And again, I just take that back home to your communities and talk to people about safe communities. And at the end of the day, people in Washington State, families, mothers, they want to have safe communities. And what they're doing right now is making it less safe and more difficult to create safe communities. And I'm still trying to find out what the Attorney General Barr is going to be doing to New York State. Mm-hmm. I've heard rumors they're going to take actions to say that the driver's licenses in New York are no longer qualified for transportation purposes out of state on airlines and those types of activities, even if you have an enhanced one. So there's lots of moving pieces here I think you're going to see coming out of the Trump administration to crack down on this nationwide in these states that are refusing to enforce laws and are passing their own state laws, clearly in violation of federal law. And one of the key components of the Constitution is the federal government does have the right to maintain our borders.
Now, there is an argument coming from some folks on the left that suggests that all of a sudden they're taking a states' rights issue, that the federal government should be in a position to force any state to participate in an enforcement action concerning immigration. Now, obviously, conservatives generally take a position of states' rights, not the left. So what is the conservative response to that claim?
Well, if Dale Constantine would like to join me in protesting against my income taxes and refuse to send my income taxes into the federal government, he would join me in the states' rights effort, then I'd have some respect. But I think if you take a look at the Constitution, there are certain, you know, responsibilities that are clearly identified for the federal government, and the number one being our national security and defense of the country, which is clearly granted to the federal government. Yeah. So securing our borders is definitely in the interest of national security, and it is the role of the federal government to make those determinations, not individual states.
There you go. State Senator Doug Erickson, Republican from Ferndale, thank you so much for coming on the show, my friend. I appreciate it.
Hey, my pleasure. Anytime. We got to find something good to talk about next time. I'll work hard to find some.
Yeah, you're going to have to work really, really hard right now in Olympia to find that. Thank you so much for stopping by. Again, that was State Senator Doug Erickson. You're listening to The Jason Rand Show.